Wayne Hall is the Horticultural Operations Manager for the Wīpere Trust. They won this year's Ahuwhenua Trophy for the top Māori horticultural enterprise. They're based near Gisborne and have been around for a long time, the Wīpere Trust. It was first constituted in 1899, and the Wīpere Trust, the legacy left by the man for his descendants. As I say, joining us for a kōrero about what they do and why they do it so well, Wayne Hall. Thanks for your time, Wayne. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale.
Thank you, mate. Firstly, congratulations. It's been a very prominent Māori organisation in the horticultural and agribusiness space for a long time, the Wīpere Trust. Must be very satisfying for you personally, too, as the Horticultural Operations Manager, at the success and the fact that so many other Māori entities are looking at how you've performed and obviously giving you the thumbs up. How did you react to the success Friday night, mate?
Oh, the night was fantastic. There's a lot of lead-up work, not just for us, but also the other finalists. So it's been a lot of work that's been put in over the last probably, 6 months. So this is just a combination of, I guess, a reward and recognition for the work that everybody's been doing. But a fantastic occasion and great to be able to celebrate with everybody else.
Tēnā koe, Wayne. Can you just sort of describe the scope, size and scope of Wīpere's operations? I mean, it's an agribusiness and also runs beef and sheep too, as well as horticulture. So it's a huge entity. How big? Tell us a little about the trust, if you'd be so kind, please.
So the backbone is really the farming operation. So three separate farming operations, around about 6,000 hectares in total. That's been producing sheep and beef for a number of years, and we're lucky enough last year to win the sheep and beef section of the Ahuwhenua competition. So that was a great result for the trust, performing very well. And then alongside that, the horticulture operation, which really had a big reset of its strategy back in 2010 when I started with the group, and we're now tracking a lot more profitably. The crops that we grow are a lot more profitable, and the employment opportunities for whānau and other local people is now generating a lot of momentum, which is fantastic for everybody.
What do you grow horticulturally?
Oh, so horticulture. Sorry, yeah, we're in the business of gold kiwi fruit. We do that conventionally and also organically. We've got persimmons. We've got blueberries. We do apples, rocket apples, and a new variety called Tarsi apples. And we also have a block of citrus, so it's quite a diverse operation, so we can provide work right across the calendar year for whānau and everybody else.
Could you explain that a little bit for us? So you have spread the produce that you're producing, or the products, to allow workers to get 12 months of work. How does that roll?
Yeah, I guess a number of operations going all the time. So we could be picking one crop, we could be pruning another crop, we could be, there's a lot of workloads going at different times. So we're able to deliver work just under 52 weeks of the year for anybody that wants to come and work for us. So part of that is just providing good management, good skill training for the people that come to us and be able to retain those people. And that's a big part of what we do. So it's a good cultural place to work. We will enjoy being there. And we can provide a lot of different opportunities for people in horticulture, because horticulture in the region is booming. Even with the damage that we've seen with the cyclone, the long-term prospects for careers and opportunities in horticulture is really high.
Talk with us about Cyclone Gabrielle or other weather events. How vulnerable was the horticultural effort for the trust, and what sort of damage did it do for you guys?
For us, we were impacted. The region took a major hit, and Wīpere was not outside of that. Some of the orchards were affected. We had silt that went through a number of blocks, but we were able to get in pretty quickly, within probably a week of the event. And we had a good plan in place, and we got in and we removed a lot of that silt. We had a lot of people involved in that. We had a lot of machinery involved in it. But I think by doing that enabled us to, get underway again as quickly as we could. Sort of happened at the time when we were about ready to harvest our first crop of rocket apples. So luckily, we were able to do that. So that was a great financial win for the trust. A number of other blocks, especially in Hawke's Bay, have been a lot more, you know, dramatically affected than where we are. But our farming operation took a major hit. A lot of the finishing farm was severely flooded and still has around about a metre of silt right through the farming basin. So that's a longer term, you know, rescue action that needs to happen in that operation.
Can we talk for a moment about recruitment and retention of good workers? Do you have much turnover? A lot of industries do. But if, as you say, if you've got a farm environment, workspace that's enjoyable but still, you know, good productivity, people tend to stay. Talk with us about recruiting young Māori talent and whether or not they have long-term aspirations alongside the trust.
Yeah, so for us, we've got, from a management level, we've got people that have been there over 10 years, which is a credit to the trust. And I guess that's really looking at saying we've got that in place, but we also need the next level coming through, and that's people that can, you know, continue with the trust after the current management people have probably moved on over time. So that succession thing is really important. So we train a lot of young people through, we have a contractor that we use, and part of the process is, if they can prove themselves to be part of what we want to carry through for employment, they're offered permanent positions. So we've got a number of young people at the moment that have come through, they've been with us for 4 or 5 years. We've got two apprenticeships running at the moment for young people. And that really just says to them, we're keen to make sure that we can provide them good opportunities. But it also identifies that the trust can offer work for a lot of other people, and that process is just ongoing, and we continue to get a lot of people that want to come and work for us. And the other part of that is being able to retain those people. If we can retain young people or any people that we've got, it means less retraining later on for, you know, the skills that we need to provide. So that side of our business is strong. We connect with a lot of the local schools who come out and attend and just see what we're doing at field days. But that's really important because although they're a lot younger, they're the future for what we need to tap into.
Tēnā koe, Wayne. You'd be very involved in the day-to-day operation, but also no doubt with some expertise allowing you to look into the future and where the horticultural efforts of the trust might be enhanced. And no doubt the governors of the organisation rely on your oversight. Where do you see some growth potential as far as the horticulture space is concerned?
I think what we're looking at is what attributes does the region have for us? And the Gisborne region is a region where a lot of crops are particularly early maturing. So we tend to look at crops that can be picked early on in the season, whether that be a blueberry or an apple or a piece of citrus, because that's where the real value is, being early or late. But if you're providing fruit in the midpoint of the season, that's generally when the prices are at their lowest. So part of the strategy we looked at 10 years ago was to introduce crops that were probably more export focused, but also if we are producing domestically, that we can produce fruit at that key time when there's a high demand. And it's really just having a good cross-section of those crops. So it's pretty unusual to have all crops, you know, being at the top of the game all at once. So by having a number of crops, we can reduce that risk. But going forward, I think things like blueberries perform particularly well for us. We're an early region, and there's some new varieties that are coming out that we should be looking at or that we are looking at. We perform particularly well with persimmons, which is a pretty novel crop for the region and grows particularly well. And we're looking to align with other Māori growers that will also be looking to invest in some of these crops rather than just operating individually.
Thanks. And finally, Wayne, thanks for your kōrero today, mate. The Trust has been named on the National Business Review's list for 2023 newcomers. This year's ranking of wealth creators, the list isn't known for featuring Māori. What sets the Trust apart here?
Yeah, interesting. I only just said that the other day, so that's great news for the Trust. I guess it's a lot. It's a process that we've been going through. I'm not sure on how to answer that one, to be honest, but I think it's a proud moment for the Trust to be involved in that and see the pathway forward for us.